Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number two. Thanks so much for being with us. Boy, if you missed any parts of hour number one, I really, really sincerely hope that you'll pick it up. Vince Ellison was with us. We talked about his book, Crime, Inc., Exposing the Democrat Party and the Evil, and really just calling out how you can't claim to be Christian and be for sodomites and abortion and the mutilation of children. You can't. And if you think you can, you are opening up the door. We talked about 2 Timothy. We talked about how they're creeping into homes. And it's women, it's ladies that are leading this and embracing so much of this stuff. And why? Because the men are absent. Because the men aren't doing their jobs. They're not leading their homes, okay? That's a great part of what the problem is. And so you have these false teachers that have crept into the homes and have taken captive the minds of the wives and the women and are causing them to embrace their criminal children and their drug addict kids and their homosexual children and all this other kind of perversion and so forth. And sadly, and my heart breaks for them, because all they're trying to do is hang on to their kid. That's all they're trying to do. But nobody's telling them the truth about how to set their child free. We'll do that here in just a second. And then Scott Shara and the story of Grace Shara, who was medically murdered. Medically murdered. And medical murder is the number one cause of death in America today. You can find out more about that at AmazingGrace.net. OurAmazingGrace.net is the name of that website. And I encourage you to get over to OurAmazingGrace.net and follow their story over there. But Scott and I, and if you missed that again, these are segments that are going to be out for you to pick up on Rumble. Simply go to, they'll be up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com in archives, and you can go to the Rumble channel to get the videos. Or you can listen to the audio, and they're in our segments there as well. All right, I don't want to take any more time, because we have some very important business to discuss with my next guest regarding this. And again, this is about taking our authority. And I talked about, and I'm going to lead in with this. Ken Thornburg, welcome, by the way. Thank you so much, my dear friend. Being here. I really appreciate it. So I led in with this. You know, we are called, the Word of God says to us, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believe with an infidel? This isn't just about marriage, because, you know, so often it's like, oh, well, they're just talking about marriage. No, it's every relationship. Now, does that mean, and Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, does that mean we're not supposed to be doing anything in the world? Well, we can't. We're going to be in the world. But I would suggest three means by which to interact. The first is you're interacting with sinners. Now, what does that mean? Well, you love them. You express care for them. And you recognize that they're lost. So don't expect them to act like a Christian. Expect them to act like a sinner. That doesn't mean they're always going to do bad. It means, but that's how you have, and your responsibility is to lead them to Christ. The second one is the ones that are repentant, that are struggling, that are trying to do the right thing. You even may be one of those. You know, the Word of God says to restore such one in a spirit of meekness. The Word of God tells us to bear one another's burdens. You walk with that person for as long as it takes to help them to get out of the darkness and into the light, so long as they are continuing to make the effort to try. As long as they are of a heart to say, I'm trying. I don't want to be addicted to this. I don't want to be bound in this. I don't want to keep doing the things that I'm doing. I am fighting to get free. Then by gum, fight with them. Fight with them. Don't leave them. Don't say, oh, well, when you get your act together. No, come alongside of them and walk with them. And then the third one is those that are saying, no, I'm going to walk in rebellion. I'm going to call evil good and good evil. I'm going to participate in my sin. And I don't care what you say. I'm not even trying to change. This is how I'm going to act. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5 of the man who is sleeping with his father's wife, you cast them out and you turn them over to Satan, not so that they might be destroyed, but so that they might experience the fruits of the evil that they are participating in, to the point that they will cry uncle and say, I got to get out of here. I got to change. I got to come back to God. And when they do, Then now they're in phase two, and you walk them back and you walk with them until they get free.
Pretty good sermon.
And
well, it's been nice spending the time with you.
Well, hey, this has been great. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. but here's the thing, Ken, and this is the part that we're going to focus on in the next 15 minutes or so, and that is you have an authority in your voice and in the indwelling spirit, the Holy Ghost that is indwelled in you, that is in you, Christ in you. You have an authority as a believer in Jesus Christ to speak. So that person you're walking with that's struggling, you should be declaring in the name of Jesus Christ, they're free! In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the spirit of alcoholism. I break the spirit of addiction. I break the spirit of pornography. Whatever it is, you need to be making the declarations to break those spiritual strongholds.
That's true. The interesting thing is that we need to be using some tools to better reach these people so that they can actually hear us. Let me give you an idea why I think it's so important, Greg, for our viewers and our listeners. I believe that decades ago, there was a large group of people who were, you might say, in the white light, the believers, the followers of Christ. There was a large group in the realm of darkness that were just, well, they were the number three group of what you were talking about. But there was also a large area of gray. As the left has taken its role more seriously and been extremely aggressive, the church has been on the defense instead of the offense, and has allowed many of those in this gray realm, and I'm talking to a lot of those people watching and listening to us, they have backed off out of fear of offending someone. Not taking that authority that you're talking about, Greg. You might say discarding it, just laying it aside and wanting to be Mr. or Mrs. Nice Guy or Nice Gal. What has happened in the last couple decades? The group of those in the light has not grown. There have been new believers, mainly from areas that have never heard the gospel before, that are not within the reach of the press and the media and so forth. They're backwoods tribes and so forth. The group in the dark has grown immeasurably. And this whole group in the center, Greg, I just see it has coming to this point, where it's extremely small. The group that we have to take that authority with and to express the gospel of Christ without compromise and without apology has gotten so small. We have to grab those people now because we are in the end times. We're in the end. It's not sometime off in the next century or two. We're there.
Yeah.
And I believe that people watching and listening know what I'm talking about. I think that they have seen the evidence of this group in the gray trying to make up their mind. Which side am I going to follow? Which side am I going to go to? They haven't found it.
I think a great portion of this is that and I don't want to say it's a false compassion, because I really believe that genuinely they are compassionate. It's like the pastors that are coming out of the seminaries, okay? They see these hurting people, but they have been convinced. I had a debate with a gentleman yesterday who you know, and I really hope that I'm able to build relationship with him, by the way. I want to make sure that is out there. But he went through a chaplaincy program, and that led him to believe that Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are all the same, and that as long as a person is sincere in their belief, why would a loving God reject someone that's sincere in their beliefs if they act nice and they do nice things? That there isn't a really, you know, narrow road, but there's a broad path, and everybody's right. going to get a chance to get in. Right. And I understand, that's born out of compassion. I get that. But it is a secular humanistic concept, not a biblical. And
ones who are supporting that position, Greg, are extremely anti-Christ.
And don't even know it. I mean, many of them don't realize that they are speaking the words of the Antichrist. They don't realize the Antichrist spirit is what is generating that. And you know, one of the things that I did say, and I'll say it again, and it did cause some pause, and that is this. Why would a loving God, first of all, he's a loving God because if we're separated by sin and he gave us no pathway back, then I'd be like, okay, what kind of a God is that? But he did. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die specifically out of the tribe of Judah, not out of the tribe of Levi, so that it's not a thing of law, but a thing of love and praise. That's very important to understand. Perfect in every way, both human and divine, without any kind of sin. But why would a loving God put his son on a cross to die such a horrific death if there was a whole bunch of other ways to do it? What would be what kind of a sadistic God would do such a thing? Yeah, he couldn't answer that. He couldn't answer that.
Wow. See, that's beautiful. I want to give people some two practical things that they can do to help.
Please. Yeah, about seven.
About that they meet and they love.
About 9 minutes left to yeah, please. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up too much time. Please.
No, that's fine. One thing that I want to suggest that people do is to cloak themselves. All they have to declare is, I cloak myself. That's all they have to do. They don't even have to say, I cloak myself in the name of Jesus or something. You don't have to do that, folks. When you say that, you are placing yourself under the shadow of the Most High in such a way.
Psalm 91.
The enemy cannot see you,
right,
including the enemy, the demonic that indwells the people that you are going to be speaking to and sharing with. They have their generational spirits and others that they've obtained through sexual sin and drugs and everything else.
Yeah.
Like everybody, right. Okay? So the first thing you do before you speak to them, as you say, I cloak myself.
I cloak myself. Just say it. I cloak myself.
I paralyze all of the demons in, and then say the name or the group. I paralyze all the demons in that. When you say that, you are putting into motion the angels of God to just place, you might say, heavenly duct tape, okay, over the mouths and around the bodies of those demonic spirits, again, that indwell these people.
Now and let me, now, I've had,
yeah. Be speaking to them and interrupting them from hearing the truth that you will then speak openly to the people that you want to hear the gospel of Christ. They'll actually hear you without interference. Yes, Greg.
Now, I've had this question asked, and I want to, we'll respond when they ask it, but I would love for you to share with my audience. People say, well, okay, but if I'm talking to a Christian and we're having, because you can have conflicts with Christian. Come on, folks, let's be honest, right? Okay.
Right.
And you can use the same technique with them. But then I have people say, well, wait a minute. No, you can't have somebody who's a believer, somebody who's a Christian. There's no way they can't be indwelled with a demon. Can you answer that?
Yeah. Man, I tell you, all of a sudden I got like 20 things that I could say about it. But the fact is that they can. When we become born again, the Spirit of the living God indwells our spirit, controls our spirit. Demons don't indwell somebody's spirit.
Right.
They don't indwell their soul.
Right.
They don't indwell their heart or emotions.
Right.
They only indwell the flesh, the body. There can be demonic spirits that come down generationally and otherwise that can still be in the flesh of a believer, but it isn't that which is going to be spending eternity with the Most High God.
Right.
What's it going to be? It's going to be our spirit man and our soul. It's going to be that which is regenerated by the Spirit of the living God. We wouldn't be finding examples, actually, in Scripture of those who were considered believers at that time. And 2 Corinthians 11 is a beautiful Scripture that people can read over. And Paul's actually talking about believers having that demonic spirit in their flesh. He's actually talking about that right there. You just have them indwelling our flesh, influencing our spirit, our soul, our heart, our emotions, and so forth. But they don't indwell our spirit man.
And they
our
don't possess.
Is regenerated. Yeah.
Right. And it's not possession. I think that's the other thing that people get confused about. There's a difference between oppression and influence versus possession.
Well, the Greek word, actually, it's in the Bible for believers. The Greek word is daimonismai. It means to have a demon, okay? To have one. Christians cannot be demon possessed.
Right.
It's impossible because we are a possession of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whether demons are in our flesh or not, we are a possession of his.
Amen.
What we're talking about, after a person is delivered, then they become oppressed from the outside.
Only.
But only.
Right. Only the outside.
Only.
Yeah. Because I mean, this, you know, when I try to explain this to people to get them to understand it is, you know, have you ever had a thought that you were like, man, I don't want to think that, or a thought that influenced you and you did something and afterwards you were like, you regretted what you did, but you were influenced by a thought. Folks, that is exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. That is demonic oppression. It's not. And here's the thing. They will pose as you. They want you to think that those are your thoughts. They're not. They're not your thoughts.
Especially if they start with the word you. Oh, you idiot. Oh, you jerk. You're a real piece of work. You know, things like that. Like, you're really dumb. You're not good enough.
Yeah.
Any
accusation.
100% that start with you is coming from the enemy.
Yeah.
Not 90%. 100%. Because I don't talk about myself as you. I say I or me, but we have become so accustomed to getting those thoughts. and thinking that we're talking them to ourselves as self-talk. Folks, it's not. These are the thoughts of the enemy. And until you're delivered, those thoughts are actually coming from the inside.
Yeah.
They're programs, they're curses that just automatic replay over and over.
And let me just close by making this statement. And I actually sent a text to you. We'll talk about it later. But, you know, God designed us from birth. He knew us in our mother's womb.
Yes.
Now, you might say, well, you know, so then how in the world could we have any kind of demonic presence because of that? Understand that the enemy also has made assignments against us. And the word of God says clearly, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means from birth, all have sinned. You are born in sin. So you are born in sin. So when because in our minds we conceive of, well, this innocent little baby. Yes, but no. Because the baby is born with its own sin assignment assigned to it from birth, just as the father knows that baby. And you say, well, why doesn't God just, because God doesn't get rid of all your sin. At any, you have free will. He says to you, I stand before you and I offer you life and death. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I will come in. He doesn't push the door down. He doesn't crash in because he hasn't created robots. He's created free will individuals with an ability to come to our senses, wake up, realize what's going on around us, and make a decision to say, I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to be in charge anymore. I want him in charge. I want Christ in me. And now we're in that relationship.
Amen. And that weakens the control of the enemy, the Amen. Influence, it actually reduces it.
Yeah. Final 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I just want to encourage people to know that even if they were demon possessed before they were born again and they accept Christ, they are then demonized, daimonizomai, that Greek word. They're demonized. But they are truly born again, and the Spirit of the living God indwells their spirit. They have eternity solid in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. After deliverance, then they're oppressed, and then the authority that they wield with their faith and their tongue is exceptional in keeping that freedom in place. This is why deliverance is such a blessing.
And it gives you so much more to be able to impact the world around you as well. Check it all out. FreedomEncounters.com. Victory over spiritual conflict will really open your eyes. And it might it'll answer questions. But in addition to that, it may just solidify some of the things you thought you understood. Victory over spiritual conflict. You can find it at freedomencounters.com, and then reach out to us and we will connect you with a deliverance minister, and maybe it'll be me, or maybe it'll be Ken. We love you. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. Matt Long and I are going to talk about G20 summit. The G20 summit just happened. They have released their plan. I mean, they're telling us what they're going to do. It's going to blow your mind. I'm telling you right now. And this, what we just talked about, these are the weapons we have to use to disarm those principalities. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Matt Long and I coming up right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, as we do each and every Tuesday, excited to welcome the Hill Country Patriot Radio crowd and the listeners to the Matt Long Show and my very dear and longtime friend, Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Always good to be here with you, Pastor Greg. And yeah, we've got a big one to talk about today. I don't think it's, first of all, I know this is not new. We've been talking, there have been a number of people talking about this for many years. I'm trying to remember, one of our local fellas quite a few years ago was telling me, Matt, have you heard about the Great Reset? And I was thinking, yeah, I've had, and he's, well, I'm an expert in that area. And it was kind of interesting, Pastor Greg, that I used that opportunity to say, hey, I'm all about Texas. I'm going to ignore this because I didn't want to dive into it. And yet it comes around all the time. Yeah. Talk to us about it.
Well, you know, my friend Michael Rechtenwald that I've had on the program, you know, he was a very liberal professor at New York University until he woke up. And he has written a book called The Great Reset, which I would encourage people to get because it talks about this. Of course, those of you who follow me know also that I'm a part of the advisory board for Save the Persecuted Christians. And we have talked extensively about this. Reggie Littlejohn, who is a part of our organization, has been on the Laura Ingraham Show. I think she's been on Tucker as well when he was on, may have even been on Hannity, but talking about the WHO and what they're doing relative to this agenda, this Agenda 2030, digital cities. One of the primary examples, Matt, that I think about that really blows this up is what just recently happened in Lahaina. And I don't know if you saw this, but if we could take just a second, I've got a piece that I would love for your audience and my audience both to hear. Give me like 2 seconds here. Here we go. So check this out.
It's terminating. You do not have the time. And you are here to spend this? My office will not allow it. I have brought to the board the request that we return to the federal court, which is where we were 21 years ago, 22 years. and no corrective measures taken. You can do whatever you want, bring all your pala-pala. You will not build on Mauna Kea. The die was cast more than 2 years ago. One call, 36 came to be arrested, just of the elders, and 10,000. You think we will continue to allow this? We worship there. The EVs of our kupuna are buried there. We have tolerated commercial science to the point that they continue the desecration. Did you know that we are the ones organizing with Sierra Club to remove 13 tons of trash? Because for years, for the first 20 years of Mauna Kea, the telescope operators wouldn't pay for trash removal, and the county wouldn't go to Mauna Kea. So they left all their trash out for the winds to blow down the Mauna. We cleaned it up with Sierra Club, not commercial science. Mark my words, you will not build on Mauna Kea. We have said it for 50 years. Go back to the lawsuit filed by my office in 2002. At that point.
This is, you know, you asked me last night, Matt. You said, what do we do? We the people have to stand up and say, no more. You will not take our country. You will not take my city. You will not take my county. You will not take my state. Arrest me, and 1,000 will replace me. Arrest that 1,000, and 100,000 will replace them. We will rise up, and we will not be stopped. America belongs to the people. You cannot take it.
So where does that look practical? These guys are making these decisions in New Delhi, and I'm not trying to push back against you. I'm trying to come up with a real answer. This paper out of New Delhi, if you want to look it up, folks, it's called the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration. And so the G20 has been meeting off and on this year like they do all the time. And they've come up with a 37-page document that is essentially, I don't know, it's a constitution of sorts.
Yep.
It's either a constitution or a declaration of independence. It's kind of a combination of the two, but it's 37 pages long, and it is all about one world, one government, a redistribution of wealth. All of these things that are coming from the international level, and yet I live here in Gillespie County. You live in Bandera County. Our friends here listening live in Kerr County. What do we do on the local level when we see these things going down, like the Great Reset or this declaration from the leaders of the world? How do we do that locally?
We watch like a hawk. What's happening in our local government, we engage and we make absolutely certain that these policies are not adopted here locally in any way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, you know, we know that has begun. I'll tell you, one of the greatest victories that's just most recently taken place is the acquittal of Attorney General Ken Paxton. And there's a nail on the wall and a picture that we need to sound the alarm about. Ken Paxton was preparing to investigate a corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation and Department of Justice. And moles in his office alerted these criminals that are acting under the color of law to try to stop him. And I would suggest this. you know, there's a guy that's moved over here to Texas. His name is Adam Kinzinger. I posted on my Facebook page. If you see Adam Kinzinger, report him to local authorities. He has threatened the Attorney General of Texas. He has said, I'm going to go after the Attorney General of Texas. Hey, I don't know what he means by that, but it sounds to me like a threat. That sounds like a threat. And under Texas law, a threat is a felony.
Right.
A verbal threat under Texas law is a felony. So he has threatened the Attorney General of the United of the state of Texas, and therefore turn him in. Contact local law authority and make them aware of his location. He needs to be arrested. And that's what we do. These people who've committed these coups, I hope Ken Paxton and his new office, I hope they clean house, and then I hope they go after these people.
Yeah, the taking it at the local level, one of the things we found out when trying to deal with the city council and county commissioners during the great flu shutdown of 2020, the government shut down, the flu didn't shut us down, the government didn't shut us down, was that we heard over and over that the city council, well, you know, we got to look to the state and we have to trust the CDC, and that we've elected on the local level, and this is just out of bad habit, but we've elected on a local level many people who don't, all they can do is look to someone of higher authority, they think, and point to them, and they don't think they're accountable for holding, for keeping us all safe and under the Constitution. So that one's a bothersome to me.
Well, again, in that instance, and it's going to be the responsibility of we the people. We the people have to be engaged at that local level to the best of our ability to say no. We're not going to allow this. We're not going to go for this. And find someone in your local community that has the right kinds of values, and get them on the ballot and get them elected. Help them. If you can't do it, then find somebody who is able and willing and get them elected. You've got to be able to find people in your community that will step up and that will fulfill those roles, and start at the local level at city council, and then start at county commissioners. Go to your county commissioners meetings. You know, I think it's interesting that they have these meetings. Our county commissioners meet mid-morning on Wednesdays. Well, most people are working mid-morning on Wednesdays. So you know what you need to do? And maybe I need to lead the charge in this, but we need to go to them and say, you know what? No, you're going to move your meeting to the evening, because this is a meeting that affects the people. And we the people demand an opportunity to have an audience with you and to hear what you're doing. And doing it in the middle of the day and then pretending like it's public because you're doing it out in the public is nonsense.
Yeah, we've had that issue with the city council in Fredericksburg. They decided to move their meetings to a Tuesday morning. In fact, at 9 o'clock, they planned it so that I can never go to a city council meeting. I think they did it on purpose. I think they called it the Matt Long rule. I'm not too sure. But the reason we talk local, when we've got some guys in India who are drawing up this 37-page declaration, and there's a part of me that says, well, what can I do about this? Yeah, there's nothing I can do. It all comes down to, at the end of the day, if they were to start pushing all of this through from the federal level, and let's say our feds buy all into it, which our current administration is buying all into this,
yep.
And then someone is going to have to enforce all these rules.
Right.
And I don't think the U.S. military would have the ability, nor the size, nor the cojones to go in and enforce this. It's going to have to be enforced at your local level. So we can talk all we want about what these guys are doing at the G20, but they're going to have to use local people to enforce this. And Pastor Greg, they're already pretty successful at getting local people to enforce this.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. You're right. They have been very successful in coercing. Well, I remember when I first started my show about 10 years ago, we had a local marshal here in Bandera, and this was when they were still going after what they called sovereign citizens. Now, you know, sovereign citizen is simply an individual who recognizes that they have inalienable God-given rights given to them, and that the Constitution was created not to give the government power, but to secure the rights of the people against the oppressive, tyrannical actions of the government. That's what a sovereign citizen, and they are very law-abiding. But this particular marshal was talking about how dangerous sovereign citizens are. Listen, a sovereign citizen is the least dangerous person you've got in your community, because they're the ones that actually know the laws and they know their rights. And a person who knows his rights also knows how to follow the law.
That's right. They do. Folks, you need to catch up with this. You need to read this. Just search for New Delhi Leaders Declaration. And Delhi is not where you get your sandwich meat. They added an extra H in there, so it's D-E-L-H-I, New Delhi's Leaders Declaration. Just reading the table of contents will make your head explode. So if you can get past the third page without having to duct tape your head, you're in pretty good shape. But the first line on the preamble says, we are one earth, one family, and we share one future. So they're right up front saying this is one world government, and we're here to help you. We're with the one world government, and we're here to help you.
What did Mr. Reagan say, President Reagan? If they say we're the government and we're here to help you, you better run. That's not a good sign. Not a good sign. No, I am trying to copy it right now, and I'm gonna see if I can't get the whole thing copied, and I'll get it up in my blog section on my website, so you can read it. And if you're signed up with our blog at chosengenerationradio.com, then you're gonna get this in your email box, because I'm gonna email you the link. We'll email you the whole thing, so you'll be able to read it as an email.
And take it to your county commissioners and your city council, and they're going to look at you like you have two heads. They're going to say, what's this got to do with us? And you need to tell them, read it, because you are going to be the ones that are going to be charged with enforcing this. And are you ready to enforce this? And is this what you want to see your area turn into?
Well, and here's a means to take a proactive step. Your county commissioners can adopt a resolution that says, we in total reject the G20 agenda and will not be enforcing it here in and the name of your county. They can do that. They can create a resolution that says we reject this document. We will not be endorsing this document, and we will not be following the guidelines of this document. And they can put forward a resolution that says that. And that's what you should ask them to do, both from a county perspective and also from a city perspective. You should ask them and say, I want you. You can even draft it for them. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. You just draft it, and you just say, this resolution by county commission and your city, we will not follow the guidelines of, and then name the document, the Delhi G20 document.
That's it. That's a good start. That's the question. You know, I always get concerned when people talk about these international theories, and it almost is an excuse to say, well, it's a big international thing, I can't do anything about it. And it always bothers me on that. And here is, this is a local solution for an international theory of one world government. And so, yep. Pastor Greg, we are past time.
I
want to thank you for this, and thank you for sending that out to your people. And folks, again, it's called the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration.
Yep, and I'm going to send it out right now. I'll be sending it by email, but you can find it at the website at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. God bless you, Matt. God bless you, Hill Country. Remember this. We have one king. His name is Jesus Christ. I declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit that is attached to the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Angels, we bind that spirit right now and ask that it be removed and that it cannot come into the boundaries of the United States of America in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. Amen. God bless you, Matt.
God bless you.
All right, hang tight, folks. Getting something together here.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, CGRwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well.